Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
So looking forward to this interview, the one and only Brittany Jones with her song, Great is the Lord.
So Psalms 147 and 5 says, Great is the Lord and there is no searching of his understanding. Come on, say, Great is the Lord.
Great is the Lord, he's mighty and powerful.
Come on, say it, y'all.
Seems impossible.
El Shaddai is heaven.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I am honored to have this songbird, this psalmist, on the program with me right now. I'm talking about Brittany Jones. Thank you so much for joining us on Real Gospel.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Yes. And so I hope I didn't offend you by calling you songbird. You know, I mean, when you can sing, you can sing, and you can sing, as you know, in my voice, and, you know, and at the five heartbeats for those who watched it. But you can sing. So, yeah.
I do what I can. I appreciate it.
Yes. So where you're from, where are you calling us from today?
From Dallas. I am born and raised Dallas, Texas.
Okay, great. I was actually in Dallas about a year ago. I was there on assignment from my pastor in my church. I visited the Bishop Freddie Haynes Church. I think it was, yeah, it was there, yes. And so it was there for a conference, Empowering the Black Church. So I am familiar, a little familiar with Dallas, and I love Texas. I really do. And we're still praying for you all, because we do know that Texas has been undergoing so much, especially this year, but just so much generally in the past, you know, 5-6 years. It's been one thing after another after another. So we continuously pray you all strength.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's been a whirlwind, and it's definitely been a trying time, and but an opportunity to minister to the lost, and an opportunity to still share that Jesus is sovereign even in the midst of it.
Amen to that. I do say amen to that. So we do know that great is the Lord, right?
Yeah.
So tell the listeners a little bit about where, you know, are you from Texas?
Yeah, born and raised here. My mom is actually from Memphis, Tennessee. My dad is here from Texas. He grew up right around here. And so I've been singing for a long time. My dad is a pastor. My grandfather was a pastor. So church baby, all of that. So yeah, we had an opportunity to sing and to minister. In fact, my father started pastoring right around, I was 16, and he asked me to be his minister of music. And at that point, I just knew, okay, I could sing and I could pick out songs. So here we go. I guess you stuck with me. And who knew that that would put me in places and spaces I could have never imagined. Between that and working with choirs and such at school, I became the gospel choir director right around the same time. And so I was like, okay, I like this. And I mean, the rest is honestly, it just propelled from there.
Yeah. So, you know, elaborate on that a little bit. You know, growing up in church, being able to write music, what was the process for you? What was it like to sort of begin to, you know, work on music and directing choirs and going through that transformation? Describe that for us just a little bit, what that was like, especially, and I guess I say that because you came up through the ranks, as we say, as we used to say in the military, you came up through the ranks. And so that can be very challenging for some people, especially if I dare say they may have other ambitions. But I guess when you're working for the Lord and God opens those doors, it just you know, he just takes us places that we never ever expect. So were you just working for the Lord? Did God show you that something was bigger on the way? What was that like? What was going on?
Well, things just kept lining up. If you, like you were saying, so like I'm directing choirs at school. I just knew I liked to sing. Okay, that's fine. And then I become the minister of music at the church. And so I start leading worship, and I'm directing now, and my ear is getting better, and I'm training others. And my dad said I always was really serious about it. Very, very passionate. Like, no, we don't sing it till we get it right. No, we gonna rehearse it again. And, over time, I could see, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do. Even I was a junior in high school, and we had gone through so many choir directors at my high school, DeSoto High School, Lord help us. And my junior year, really great guy, Ty Shaw, shout out to Mr. Shaw, came in, changed the entire program around, really took me under his wing and mentored me. And then the next year he left. And he went to another district. Now, mind you, this is my senior year, and I thought it was going to be the best year in choiring. We were going to shift things around, and he's gone. And a friend of mine, she was a great pianist. Her name is Martha. And I were like, we're not going down like this. So I would get in front of the choir every day. And because I had already been the gospel choir director and people respected me in the music, in our music classes, I would get up and I would direct our choir. And Martha and I would go through warm-ups that we recycled from Mr. Shaw. Mm-hmm. He helped us pick out music. We actually directed at our fall concert. It was, and I was like, I heard right then, like, I don't want anybody else to have to go through this. Like, I don't want any other kid to have to experience this, and they have this passion for music. And so I decided then, okay, I've got to be a choir director. I've got to be a music director. I don't know in what capacity. I don't know how God is going to do it. But at that point, I chose, okay, this is what I'm supposed to be doing, because I'm doing this every day like I'm getting a check, and I'm a kid. And so we actually went to competitions. We didn't do all that well, but at that point, I decided to go to UNT, University of North Texas, get my degree, my music ed degree. I taught middle school, I taught elementary, my choirs and things always did well. And so in that arena, I knew I'm graced for this. At that point, I was able to turn programs around and see kids' lives change, and I was like, I'm graced for that. Well, on the other side of things, God was speaking and writing and giving me songs. My dad would preach a sermon, and I'd have a song or two that would come out of that. People were seeing that I was young and I was passionate, so I got called to do workshops, and I got called to come sing solos, and I'm like, okay, this is definitely what I'm graced to do. And so then I got the courage, because I had a team of friends that, gotta love my friends, they were like, you need to really, really do something. So we put out my first album. So 2013, we did Broken for a Blessing, 10 tracks. I'm still very proud of that body of work. It's funny, because I look back on it, my CD release concert, people didn't even know who Jonathan McReynolds was back then. Jonathan McReynolds was my opener for the concert. And you know, we did our thing, and I was like, this is what I'm supposed to do. So then after that, we traveled, we did Rhythm of Gospel, we did some other things, and God kept opening doors. I mean, Dr. Patrick Bradley here in Dallas was going on Bobby Jones Gospel. Mm-hmm. And I had worked with Dr. Bradley because I went to UNT and his church, West Side is around the corner, and he wanted a leader that he felt like could really bring the song on. So I went and traveled with him and led the song on Bobby Jones Gospel. Like, I continued to just do things that I was like, but I'm just this kid. And at that time, I was still in my 20s, and I had done all of these things, put a record out and gone on television. And I was like, okay, well, Lord, whatever you want to do, I'm available to you. And God has never let me down. I'm now the vocal director at the Potter's House of Fort Worth, out here. So I'm leading worship and directing choir still. I actually transitioned out of the classroom about 2 years ago, and my husband and I opened up our own school where we're teaching, you know, piano and voice lessons, as well as working with worship leaders and band members on the other side of things, because I have that classical background and the gospel background. So to say God has ordered my steps definitely amazing. It's been amazing.
Well, congratulations on the school. That is no small thing to do. Wow. Just really congratulations on that. This particular project that you have out now, talk to us a little bit about what we can expect from it.
Okay, so if you've heard me, you know I'm a church baby, so hymns are my heart. I don't care what I'm singing, I'm going to find a way to either put a hymn in my ad-lib or I'm going to flow to a hymn. Hymns are coming. And so, in fact, they joke at church all the time. They're like, Brittany's the 70-year-old lady that's trapped in a 30-year-old body. They say it all the time. And so I had to do something with hymns. I was like, this has got to be an EP where people know my heart. But I'm going to put a spin on these hymns because I am still young and I like for people to know the text. I like for people to know I'm a teacher. So when you finish eating from the word, I want you to feel like you have eaten sufficiently. And hymns are the best way to eat. I love, you know, all different types of gospel music, but there's something about knowing the verses of hymns. I mean, and you go through this, it's so much theology.
Yes.
So you'll hear a little bit of everything. I sing a little jazz on one of the tracks because, you know, I've always wanted to put a spin on a hymn. So we put one of the hymns, I'm not going to tell you all of it, but we put one of the hymns in 5/4
wow.
and made it jazzy.
Wow.
A hymn that everybody would have heard. We also took another hymn, a really popular hymn, and made it like a worship tune. We took a message talking about how grace happens here, how Jesus stood up for the woman that was caught in the act of adultery. And made it just kind of like a CCM tune with guitar and, you know, driving that song. Of course, I got to do some churchy songs. So I've got a song that I actually, I went to Gospel Music Workshop of America and I presented. And it's called For My Good. And it's just a straight up church choir. Y'all can sing this on Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. It ain't going to take you but 2 rehearsals. I've got one of those on there. Of course, you got Great is the Lord, which is another easy praise and worship tune. I know right now how the struggle to try to pre-record and all that stuff. And I wanted to put out a song that people could do mm-hmm. in a matter of one rehearsal and pre-record it. So so you get,
wow.
you're going to get a little bit of everything. Yes, sir.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. See, in just this short amount of time, we've covered your history. We've given a couple of shout outs to some of the people that helped you get started. We've talked about your parents' ministry. We've talked about somebody who is for not another name in gospel music, like Jonathan McReynolds, and how he's played a role in your life and your ministry. We've talked about your school, and we've talked about your CD project. Now the listeners know exactly what I was talking about. So, in the last couple of minutes we have, please let the listeners know where your school is, how they can get in touch with you about the school, and how they can find you on social media and pick up this new CD project and what it's called.
Yes, sir. So once again, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, to God be the glory. You're welcome.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So everything is BJ Identity. If you follow me or know anything about my ministry, Brittany Johnson is my maiden name, and Identity was my group. And I kept that because now, even though the group is no longer singing because life has happened and everybody is grown and gone, everything you see from me is BJ Identity because Christ is my identity. That is what I'm living for and singing for. So my website is www.bjidentity, and you can reach out to me there for lessons or workshops or our Glory Carriers Conference. If you want to follow me on social media, you can check me out on Instagram or Twitter or on Facebook, and it's all BJ Identity because we want to continue to make Jesus famous. That His glory is our goal, and making Him famous is what we are doing. I love to teach, so that's why I will always, the Lord says the same, we will always keep the school going, because even though I like to be out and to do my thing, I like to see others grow to the capacity that God has placed in them. So worship leader, or even if you're a high schooler working on all state music, because listen, I still got my classical chops. I don't mind working with you and helping you to get what God has in store for you.
Amen. The one and only Brittany Jones. Pick up her music, support her ministry. Thank you so much for joining us on Real Gospel.
Thank you.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Men. And the Real Flashback Song of the Hour is on the way.